Hello and welcome to Naxos Classical Spotlight. The music you just heard was composed and performed by pianist Tanya Akanayaka. According to her, the 12 works or prisms on this album evolved between 2016 and 2017. They correspond to 12 primary notes of the piano and have been inspired not only by classical styles and indigenous world music, but also by contemporary pop, rock, and film music. Here's a bit more of the Prism No. 1 in E-flat, the same music you heard at the beginning of this podcast. Tanya Akanayaka is a Sri Lankan-British composer-pianist regarded as one of Sri Lanka's finest classical artists. She's classically trained, but also has a background in Asian and popular music, and she's also a linguist, musicologist, and a record producer. Consistent with this varied background, she holds a doctorate for interdisciplinary research involving linguistics and musicology from the University of Edinburgh, as well as advanced academic and professional qualifications in music performance, linguistics, and literature. Here is her Piano Prism No. 3 in C with the title Emerald Lapwing Carpet. One of the building blocks of these pieces are Sri Lankan vanams. Vanams are ancient dances with a rich percussive character that date back to the 16th and 17th centuries and were developed in the courts of various kings. They're secular in character and most depict specific animal movements. The Piano Prism No. 4 combines the Surapati Vanam with a Scottish folk song, Auld Lang Syne, certainly not a most common combination of musical influences. In her liner notes, Tanya Akanayaka, performer and composer of all of the music on this album, talks about when the pieces developed and also when they were first performed and lists them as two separate dates. It's a beautiful way of acknowledging that music doesn't spring to mind fully formed. It develops over time in the mind and soul of the person who created it. Piano Prism No. 5 in G includes a famous Sri Lankan song that represents the vocation and life of the traditional Sri Lankan fishing community. According to Ms. Akanayaka, this piece developed in the fall of 2016 and had its world premiere in January of 2017. Thank you. Piano Prism No. 5 in A-flat combines a tune by an Armenian composer and musicologist who went by the name Komitas, and it combines it with a Sri Lankan song about childhood titled Ma Balakail. It was first performed at an art center in Armenia in May of 2017. Piano Prism No. 11 is called Kitty and Bambaru. The lyrical portions are dedicated to a homeless cat who wandered into Tanya Ekaniaka's house and now makes its home with her. These sections alternate with an adaptation of the Sri Lankan popular song Wana Bambaru, which translates as Jungle Bees. This piece was first performed at St. Martin in the Fields, London, a venue now famous for its musical offerings, but whose official history goes back to the year 1222, when the Abbot of Westminster and the Bishop of London got in an argument about who had authority over the church. Thank you. You have been listening to music and performances by pianist Tanya Akanayaka from 12 Piano Prisms, her new album on the Grand Piano Overtone label, catalog number GP785. To go out, here's the ending of Piano Prism number 12 in D, titled Hanahare, which combines a Japanese song by Rintaro Taki with a Sri Lankan vanam. I'm Raymond Bechet. So long for now.